burn units, one in critical condition.
In Gaza, more than 30 people were killed and hundreds wounded when gunfire broke out at an aid distribution site. Israeli soldiers say they fired warning shots. Witnesses say they fired into the crowd. There are supposed to be peace talks today between Ukrainian and Russian officials. Ukraine, however, launched a new offensive deep into Russian territory over the weekend. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The union representing striking nurses at a Madison hospital has reached a tentative agreement with management. Officials with Meritor Unity Point Health announced the pending agreement in a statement Saturday. SEIU said wage increases and what it termed historic contract language were achieved through the strike. Two Wisconsin counties and two cities are among hundreds of local governments listed as sanctuary jurisdictions by the Trump administration. Officials in Madison and Milwaukee said it's unclear what landed them on the Department of Homeland Security list. Dane County and Shawnee County are also on that list. Members of the LGBTQ community joined Governor Tony Evers and state and local officials Friday to raise the Progress Pride flag over the Capitol in Madison, a decade after the first Pride flag raising. June is recognized as Pride Month in Wisconsin and throughout the U.S. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze in the sky today. It'll be partly cloudy with a high of 85 this afternoon. The wind southwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms after midnight, otherwise partly cloudy, 66. Tomorrow night, showers, thunderstorms with heavy rain. Our high tomorrow, 78. You can get faster internet and pay a whole lot less with Whole Home Connect. Call today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM, 7:02 on Monday morning. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with the Powerline Coffee Company, located at 108 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, opening tomorrow, June 3rd. It is our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest on 99.7 Max FM, brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. This hour's keyword is new. N-E-W. Download the free Civic Media app on 99.7 Max FM. Click the text button at the bottom of the screen and text in this hour's keyword, new. N-E-W, for your chance to win $100 cold hard cash. Here is Los Lobos La Bamba on Max FM.
Soy capitán, soy capitán, soy
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily, 7:05 on Monday morning. This hour's keyword is new. N-E-W. Download the free Sync Media app in the Apple Play or Google Play stores. Look for 99.7 Max FM. Tap on the text button and text in this hour's keyword, new, in our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. Good luck. Text in the keyword, new. N-E-W for your chance to win $100 cash. Billy Joel on Max FM.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the miracle mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me.
Here.
What is?
The beginning of the end of the beginning has begun.
Get a hold of yourself! You're not making any sense!
Beginning of everything.
Speak English.
It's Monday morning.
It's the start of the work week.
You're excited about that?
Not just that.
Also,
it's showtime.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The Monday Morning Show is sponsored, powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with the Powerline Coffee Company. Powerline Coffee Company is located at 108 3rd Street here in downtown Barrieville, across from the Max FM studios. And they open Tuesday, June 3rd, 7 a.m. Stop in and get your morning powered by Powerline Coffee. It is our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on 99.7 Max FM. Brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. This hour's keyword is new. N-E-W. Download the free Sync Media app on your mobile device. Look for Max Mouse. Tap on 99.7 Max FM. Text in new, N-E-W, for your chance to win $100 cold hard cash. We will take a quick look in our weather forecast. Today, mostly sunny, a high of 84. Tonight, it will be partly cloudy, a low of 67. On Tuesday, we do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms. It will be somewhat sunny out there as well, with a high of 77. On Wednesday, a chance of showers in the morning, gradually clearing with a high of 73. Currently, it's 56 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios, located at the corner of 3rd and Oak. Good morning, Emily. How are you doing on this Monday morning?
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, everyone. I am doing great. I really found joy by hearing you talk about our new sponsor because I know you've been so excited about that.
I know.
We are super excited. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. I mean, it just comes so naturally. It was like, it was a beautiful friendship that should always have been, right?
It is. And, you know, we kind of joked around about spilling the beans. Now everybody knows what the inside joke was. So, yes, we're so happy to be partnering up with the Powerline Coffee Company. I mean, it just seems so natural to get our mornings started with caffeine. We all know how much I love my coffee. I am looking forward to stopping over there and visiting with the crew over there. They've been hard at work. I know they were working there late last night. We saw them out and about while they were doing some work over there. They have the new signage on the door. They were doing some painting last night. And they have a few things they just want to get ready. They want to make sure everything's ready for everyone. So they are opening tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., 108 3rd Street, right here in Bear Wembley. It's really right across the street from the Weicker Great Day building and the Max FM studios. Way too convenient to get my coffee in the morning.
Way too convenient. And we're going to have to figure out a way. Either you're going to have to be able to sneak in there before 7 at some point, or take a running lap down a flight of stairs, out the door, across the street, grab a coffee, and back in before you have to be back on the radio. I want to see it happen.
Yeah, that could be kind of entertaining. We're also talking about doing a morning show some Monday from there, so that would be really cool. And they've got a lot of things in the works with things that they'll be doing over there, so stay tuned. We're excited for them and just excited to be partnering up with them. It just seemed like a natural way to get ourselves powered up every morning. So looking forward
to it. It's exciting.
It is. It's really exciting. And also, I am very excited about our Scotty Summer Textile Statewide Contest. It's right here on 99.7 Max FM. This is brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. This hour's keyword, new, N-E-W. Emily, what do they need to do for their chance to win?
Well, Dave and everyone, what you need to be doing is getting that handy-dandy Civic Media app on your phone. If you don't already have one, just search up Civic Media. It'll pop right up. Go ahead and get that installed real quick, and then get your texting thumbs ready because you want to scroll on down. Second to the bottom is 99.7 Max FM. You'll see Max the Mouse there. Go ahead and tap him, and then it'll open up, and you hit text, which is, I believe, on the bottom right of the app once you get in there.
Yes,
and
it is.
And you want to go ahead and hit text in the word new, N-E-W, and that's such an exciting thing because today it's going to change, but right now today, as of this text to win contest moment in the Scotty summer, you can win $100 in cold hard cash, folks. $100. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do with $100. So don't forget to do that this morning. You know your phone's already in your hand. You got to do it through the app, though, and this will give you a chance to get the app on there so then you can always have Dave and Emily in the morning show on your phone, in your bag, in your pocket, wherever your phone might be. Our little voices will be coming right out of it for you in the morning.
Yes, and you know, you could get a lot of coffee at the Powerline Coffee Company with $100 as well. Coffee. Great way to start the day. See how I got all that wrapped together? And it's also National Leave Work Early Day. And you know what? Emily and I worked on 15 surefire excuses for you to leave work early. And I'm going to start at the top. We don't normally do this, but some of these are humorous, some of them are not, and some of them are probably actual things. We will audit this list just because there's a couple on here that we're not going to say because somebody had fun with this list. But it's, again, National Leave Work Early Day and some surefire excuses to leave work early. Number one, of course, is a family emergency. This would work 99.9% of the time. As long as you're okay with the bad juju that could come from lying about something like this. So, yes, in no way is that probably a good one, but some people probably have used it. And, you know, I can see it happening. And number two, Emily, this is kind of a crappy deal, but I'll let you take this one. Should we just leave it? Okay, I'll take it. And we'll just say that you're having some issues and you're in the restroom and you have a crappy situation. But it would also work most of the time, but it might be embarrassing if word got out to the office. even if it's made up or if it's anything contagious, they may think you have the flu or something like that, and that's why you're having that issue. So, yeah, that would be a crappy one. See, I cleaned that one up this morning. Emily, what's number three?
How many times can you fit in the word crappy with this one? That's a good one. I think everyone can use their imaginations and figure out what excuse Dave was referring to when he was talking about a crappy situation. Anywho, we're going to go ahead and we're talking about 15 surefire excuses to leave work early. Now, we're not condoning anyone be doing this. We are just simply reporting the things that we can report. Number three, that you're sick or have a headache. A more general illness issue is easier to float. Unfortunately, it might not have the same instant response as number two, the crappy situation.
Yes.
Here's the deal. I do want to say, as a person who, I don't know, if it's Wisconsin, if it's our industry, if it's probably growing up working in the hospitality industry where you really still were expected to work when you were sick, which is not good, and that is changing. And then also, you know, Wisconsin work ethic and our generation, blah, blah, blah. Who knows what the reasons are? Be careful with this stuff, because if you do make something like this up, like they were saying in number one, bad juju, you don't want to come back around and get sick and have them say that's baloney.
Right.
The last time, you know, you really do want to save your excuses for when they are real, because
right.
We all will get sick and should be staying home when we're sick, just out of consideration of other people. You don't want them to get sick. Right?
Don't spread the wealth. Again, we're talking about national leave work early day and some excuses. And, you know, there's always that there's a problem happening in your home, maybe a water leak. But after living through a water leak, you know, I wouldn't lie about that, because that's not a fun situation. Or an issue with a pet. It could be illness or anything. And, you know, again, we all know how much we love our pets here. So I just, you know, you got to be careful with these. And what's number seven on the list, Emily?
Number seven is a religious reason. This would probably have to be semi-legit, because you may need to explain it. So we do just want to be, again, thoughtful about this list. Now, folks, we are talking about, it's National Leave Work Early Day. Here are 15 surefire excuses. So we're going through the list. We're kind of bopping around a little bit, having some fun with some stuff, and then leaving some other stuff out. Censor that right out of there.
Yes.
It's kind of awkward. A forgotten appointment. I think that's a good one.
Yes, I do
too. Could be a repairman or installer at home, or something medical. You could always, and this, I mean, I'm just going to say this as a parent. You don't want to, like, play the, quote, kid card too much.
No.
But your kids have a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of reasons why you have to attend to your children. So, I mean, you could be like, they're sick. They're home from school. They have an appointment. So you can kind of complicate and mix this whole situation up by playing the kid card. You could certainly do that.
Oh, yeah.
Every parent's probably done it at least once.
Again,
it might be true. That's the
thing. That's the thing. These are close to true again. National Leave Work Early Day and some excuses. Now, these are less surefire, and the mileage may vary. There are unexpected family members or guests at the home. What'd you do? Leave your door unlocked? And this,
my mother-in-law just happened to show up. I can't leave there alone. I must get home.
Number 10. This is not going to happen in my world. Your kid's school called. It would work if you have kids. And so, I can't say, my kid's school called. Well, I'm worth working in radio, too. None of these are going to work in our world. So, again, it's National Leave Work Early Day. We're giving you some excuses. Let's see. Oh.
Something personal came up. I think that's a good one because people don't want to ask when you use the word personal. So then it's kind of like carte blanche. Like, could be anything. Mm-hmm. Gotta go.
Or there's fraud on my credit card and I need to go deal with it. Yeah, that, you know, after having that happen, it's not so funny. Come on.
No, because that does happen to people. That actually happened to someone I knew recently, and they had to, like, spend a lot of time.
Yes.
You know, so you kind of have to, like, check out of all the things and deal with that, because you know how quickly people can start messing with your identification or your credit cards or whatever. You know, they can get into your ID and be a thief all day, and that can happen so quickly with digital. So number 13, we are talking about, it's National Leave Work Early Day. We are talking about some of the maybe less surefire ways to throw yourself out there with an excuse. Just straight up, I'm exhausted. I think that that's fair. You know, I think that we've all learned through the last, let's call it 5-ish years, if not more, that people do get tired, they do get sick, and they need to take care of themselves, and that needs to be respected. So, I don't know.
Yes, it does.
But number 14.
I accidentally soiled my pants. Wait. What? This is an excuse to leave work early, folks. On National Leave Work Early Day, I did not soil my pants. Not that I know of, anyway.
I love that somebody, you know about like 25 people. Let's just hope like 25 people just literally tuned in.
Right.
Dave say,
and now I'm going to go through the list of some silly ones you never know. And I'm going to do this real quick, so we got to get that keyword in there for you guys. I have a tea time I need to make. Yeah, you better not use that as an excuse to leave work early. I just had a very important package delivered. I walked into the corner of my desk and I suffered an injury. And the last one is my stigmata is acting up. I don't even know what that means, but okay, that was on our list of silly excuses to leave work. But you know,
I'll explain to you what stigmata is at another time. We don't have enough time for that.
Yeah, exactly. We're just going to leave that alone. So yes, so National Leave Work Early Day and some excuses to leave work early. I'm sure you can come up with some of your own. You can always text us and let us some know of those. But again,
you know what I think a good excuse would be is I just won $100 from Dave and Emily in the morning
right?
show because of Connie Summer. That's a great excuse to leave work. I got to go celebrate because all you have to do is text in the keyword new, everybody. N-E-W. Got to use a Civic Media app. Super easy. Scroll down, see Max the Mouse, hit it, hit text, write the word N-E-W for new, and you have a chance to win $100 in cold hard cash, folks.
Yeah, and you need to do that before 7:59 this morning for your chance to win in the Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest, brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. Again, that keyword new, N-E-W. Text that into us now for your chance to win $100 cold hard cash. And to be entered into our grand prize drawing, Emily. That's the other cool part of this.
Ooh, yes.
So not only do you get a chance at our hourly prize, but you have a chance to win in our grand prize drawing as well. You're going to have a staycation right here in Baraboo at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast. That's kind of cool. Or possibly a chance to win a Door County vacation. So again, ooh, all the details, you can go to max.fm. The 99.7 Max FM Facebook page and all the contest rules are right there. Again, text in this hour's keyword new N-E-W for your chance to win $100 cold hard cash. Emily, you'll be back with us at 7:40 as we celebrate birthdays and anniversaries.
All right.
Here are the bare
text to win.
Yes, here are the bare naked ladies on Max FM.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. Since you laughed at me, saying, get back together, come back and see me. 3 days is the living room. I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry. Hold it, now I want to hoodwink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the chalet Swiss. I like the sushi, cause it's never touch a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Big like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bert Camper's got the mad hits. You try to match wits, you try to hold me, but I bust through. Can I make a break and take a pick? I like a stinking ache and shake. I like vanilla, it's the finest of the flavors. Gotta see the chokers and you'll know the vertigo is gonna go, cause it's so dangerous, you'll have to sign a waiver. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me. I still got the red burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon. You realize it's not my fault, but I'm only too soon. Yesterday you've forgiven me. And now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry. The Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain stops ticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on. With dollar maisons. I hope the Smoky Man's in this one. Like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic. Like Sting, I'm tantric. Like Snickers, guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs. Gonna find the kind with tiny enough just so my irons aren't always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause the cartoonist got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Dropped your arms to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you. And said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room. We realized we're both to blame, but what could we do? Yesterday, you just smiled at me. Cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. Still be 2 days till we say we're sorry.
Nissan Stadium, home of the Robbie.
Your hometown station, Max FM.
Now I had the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
'Cause I had the time of my life, and I owe.
So long now, I finally found someone to stand by me.
We saw the writing on the wall as we felt this magical fantasy.
Now with passion in our eyes, there's no way we could disguise it secretly. So we take each other's hand, 'cause we seem to understand.
Just remember, you're the one thing
I can't get enough of.
So I'll tell you something.
It's gonna be love, because I had the time of my life. I never
Seven Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily going on 7:30 on Monday morning. That was Bill Medley and Jennifer Warren's A Time of My Life, the theme song of Dirty Dancing. That movie was out just a few years ago. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with Powerline Coffee Company. They're located at 108 3rd Street, and they open tomorrow, June 3rd, 7 a.m. Definitely stop over and say hi to them. I can see them actually working hard over there this morning, so looking forward to trying a little coffee from the Powerline Coffee Company. Coming up at 7:40, we're celebrating celebrity birthdays and anniversaries and local birthdays. If you know someone that's celebrating, text those in now, 608-355-9970. Speaking of texting, it is our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. You have a chance to win $100 cash this hour with our keyword new, N-E-W. Text in the word new, N-E-W, via the free Civic Media app for your chance to win $100 cold hard cash this morning and to be entered into our grand prize drawing. You could win a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast right here in Baraboo. You could also win a Door County vacation. So text in this hour's keyword, new, N-E-W, for your chance to win. Coming up, we're going to have a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Morning, welcome to Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. This week on Wednesday, we have the Kenneth Heitman Estate online-only auction ending at 9 a.m. This auction features farm machinery, including a very low-hour John Deere 7210 tractor, as well as tool and shop items, firearms, ammunition, and much more. There's a preview at the property on Tuesday from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. This online-only auction ends Wednesday at 9 a.m. On Thursday, we have the Fred Kaminsky Estate Taxidermy online-only auction ending at 9 a.m. There's a preview from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. at his residence in the Dells. Very large collection of African safari items, as well as other trophies and taxidermy collections. This catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Friday, we have an auction preview for Whitney Way Farm online-only auction from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Check our website at gavinbros.com for more details. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
Christian Yelich injured. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers play the Reds tonight in Cincinnati, but slugger Christian Yelich will be out after he was hit with a pitch in the Brewers' 5-2 win over the Phillies yesterday on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Ooh, that get him in the hand. Home plate umpires awarding him first base, and it's a hit by pitch. And
that one a little bit too far in on Yelich.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
He's real sore. You know, he couldn't squeeze the bat, so it'll be day-to-day thing. It's not broken, thank God. I hate it for him that he's got to take a day off, but probably will be out.
X-rays did not show any broken bones. College football, the Badgers with over a dozen prospects on campus over the weekend. Three of the players agreeing to commit, including a 6'3" linebacker, Ben Wenzel, out of Appleton North High School.
Bigger is not always what wins. It's physicality as well. The bigger you are, the more you can hold up. But we still got to continue to train and understand what physicality really looks like.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze in the sky today. It'll be partly cloudy with a high of 85 this afternoon. The wind southwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms after midnight. Otherwise, partly cloudy, 66. Tomorrow night, showers, thunderstorms with heavy rain. Our high tomorrow, 78. You can get faster internet and pay a whole lot less with Whole Home Connect. Call today, 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Reedsburg's maximum hits. 99.7 Max FM. We'll be right back.
All you got is this moment. 21st century is yesterday. You can care all you want. Everybody does, yeah, that's okay, yeah. So slide over here and give me a moment. Your moves are so raw. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. 7:37 on Monday morning. It's our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. This hour's keyword is new. N-E-W. Enter that keyword in via text via the Civic Media app or 608-355-9970 before 8 o'clock for your chance to win $100 cash and to be entered into our grand prize drawing for a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast or a Door County vacation. Text in the word new, N-E-W, before 8 o'clock. Here are the Lumineers on Max FM.
I've been trying to do it right. I've been living a lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. I've been sleeping in my bed. So show me family, all the blood that I will bleed. I don't know where I belong. I don't know where I went wrong. But I can write. Thank you.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. This hour's keyword is new. N-E-W. Download the free Civ Community app in the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Look for 99.7 Max FM. Tap on Maximalis. Tap text. And text in the word new, N-E-W, for your chance to win in our statewide contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. You have a chance to win $100 cold hard cash this hour and be entered into our grand prize drawing for a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast or a Door County vacation at the Door County White Lace Inn with gas money to get you there. Text in the word new before 8 o'clock this morning, N-E-W, for your chance to win this hour. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with the Powerline Coffee Company, located at 108 3rd Street here in Baraboo. They open on Tuesday, and Emily, let me tell you, the coffee is delicious this morning from the Powerline Coffee Company.
Oh, did you run over there real fast and get some?
No, they heard us talking about it this morning, and we had a few guests over at the Weicker Great Day building at the corner of 3rd and Oak at the Max FM studios. They brought a coffee over, and let me tell you, it is delicious.
So nice of them.
Yes, those guys are awesome. So, we're so excited about this partnership with Powerline Coffee Company with Andy. He's over there working his tail off. John and Donovan, they're working hard getting things ready for tomorrow. They brought a sample over, and oh my goodness, it is perfect.
Well, and Dave is a bit of a coffee connoisseur in that he really likes it, and he really wants to drink a lot of it. So, I mean, Dave's saving it's good coffee. It's got to be good coffee. Thanks so much to those guys over there. I am sure they are super excited and probably super exhausted. But you know what?
Yes.
That's what coffee's for. So
right.
Good for them and happy opening. We wish you the best of luck and we sure appreciate you thinking of us.
Yes, we do. Thank you so much, guys. And we look forward to the partnership. And like I said, well, these mornings we're doing a morning show right from the Powerline Coffee Company as well. I'm looking forward to that.
So fun.
Emily and I'll have a blast with that. And all right, celebrity birthdays. Don't forget to text your birthdays in if you know someone celebrating locally. 608-355-9970. Don't forget to text in this hour's keyword, new, N-E-W. Looking at June 2nd celebrity birthdays, Willow Sage Hart is 14. Pink's daughter with Carrie Hart. And so, yes, 14 years old. And she's in their duet, Cover Me in Sunshine.
Oh, that's fun.
Yes.
Aww. I don't think I knew that Pink and Carrie Hart had a daughter together. So,
I didn't know that.
Who knew?
See, you and I both, I thought the same thing. I didn't know that. I learned something this morning. Okay, I can go home.
Yeah.
See y'all later. Perfect excuse. I'm National Leave Work
You've
Early
had way
Day.
Too much coffee.
Yes.
You can't go home. You have to just keep talking or you might like actually just blow up.
Yeah, I know. Caffeine's good. Let's see. Marina Barson, 46. We know her as Vanessa in the Deadpool movies. Justin Long is 47. It's Mac and Apple's old versus Mac PC campaign. He's also the voice of Alvin in the Chipmunks movies. You may also remember him from Dodgeball or Live Free or Die Hard. So, yes, Justin Long, 47. He was great in that Die Hard movie as well.
Yeah, he's pretty funny. He plays like this kind of similar character, I think, a lot of them, where you're like the boy next door, but he's got a little bit of an attitude, so you're not quite sure which way he's going to go. That's kind of what I feel like his like consistent character is. Maybe that's how he is in person. Who knows? But today, June 2nd, I can't believe it's June, is also Awkwafina's birthday. She is 37, of course. She played Katie in Shang. Chi, the Legend of Ten Rings, Rachel's best friend, Peek Lin in Crazy Rich Asians, and Ming Fleetfoot in Jumanji, The Next Level. She's also the voice of Scuttle in the live-action Little Mermaid movie. She is so funny. Oh my gosh, I really appreciate her comedy. She's just very, very funny. We're also looking at Dominic Cooper is 47 today. Jesse Custer on AMC's Preacher. He was also Howard Stark on Agent Carter. Also, happy birthday to Zachary Quinto, 42 years old, Spock in the Star Trek movies, and Sylar on Heroes. All right, Dave, we got a couple more working our way down to the big ones at the bottom, which there's a couple.
Yeah, there's a couple. Again, as a reminder, if you know someone that's celebrating, text those in now, 608-355-9970.
or via the free social media. And don't forget to text in this hour's keyword in the Scotty Statewide Text to Win Contest, new NEW, for a chance to win $100 cold hard cash and to be entered into our grand prize drawing for either a Door County vacation or a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast. This one I just was blown away by when I saw it. Well, first, of course, Wayne Brady, 53. Dana Carvey is 70 years old. Saturday Night Legend. He's Garth in Wayne's World. And the church lady.
Oh, my goodness. I can't hardly even accept that.
I know.
I have to say that's a typo.
I know. 70 doesn't seem right. And he was
Garth. Garth is a teenager.
Right. And he's Hans from Hans and Franz, the great Saturday Night Live skit. Dennis Habert, 71. President Palmer on 24. That's where I will always remember him. So he was also Sergeant Major Blaine on The Unit, short-lived show. I believe that was in our CBS thing. I'll just leave it at that. Jerry Mathers. Are we ready for this? We know him as the Beaver from Leave It to Beaver. 77 years old is Jerry Mathers today. What?
Oh my goodness. The Beav is an old dude. Everyone
yes. I know.
Hold on to your hats. Drink your Powerline coffee. Text to win. Do all the things because the Beav is 77 years old.
Yes.
That is insanity. I can't.
I'm shocked.
I think it's weird that Dana Carvey is not that much younger than the Beav. That seems like a big spread of like different times of my life in entertainment, right? In terms of like watching TV. Like Saturday Night Live versus watching the reruns of Leave It to Beaver. That seems like there should be 20 years difference there. I don't know. That doesn't sit right. Something's wrong here. No, we're just reading the notes. One more big one. Stacey Keach is 84.
I know.
Stacey Keach was, what I remember him in is Up in Smoke. That's a Cheech and Chong movie. Nice Dreams. He turned into a bird or something. It's really bizarre. But anyways, those movies are from yet another time in our lives that we will just leave that alone. But he's a funny guy. He's a great actor. So happy birthday to all those celebrities out there. I know you're all listening. Dave, you want to go through the locals?
Yes, I will hit up our local birthdays. As a reminder, you can always text local birthdays in 608-355-9970. Or via the free Civic Media app. Don't forget to text in the word new, N-E-W, for a chance to win in our statewide text to win contest. $100 cold hard cash is hard by texting in the word new, N-E-W. All right, we have two local birthdays. Jeremy Seep is celebrating a birthday. If you're out and about and see him today, wish him a happy birthday. And Cordell Royer, happy birthday to you, buddy. I hope you're having a great day. I'm sure he's already working hard this morning, knowing Cordell as well as I know him. So happy birthday to Cordell. If you see him out and about, wish him a happy birthday as well. As a reminder, Emily, what's happening this hour? You've got 11 minutes left.
11 minutes left, folks. It is the Scotty Summer. It's a text to win statewide contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. Today, you can win $100 cold hard cash. All you have to do is text the word new. Plus, every entry puts you into one of our grand prize drawings to win a staycation to the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast or a Door County getaway. So not only could you win today, you could win again later with these big grand prizes. So text the word new, N-E-W, in. Got to use your Civic Media app so you know you've got your phone in your hand. Grab that app, tap that mouse, and go ahead and text the word new. And you only have, 12 minutes left? So got to get these in before 8 a.m., folks. Text in the word new for the Scotty Summer Text to Win Statewide Contest.
10 minutes, 30 seconds to text in the word new for your chance to win $100 cold hard cash this hour. Emily, you'll be back with us at 8:10 as we talk about those pets of the week from the Sauk County Humane Society.
One of my favorites. Looking forward to that.
Me as well. The morning show is powered by the Powerline Coffee Company. Power your day with the Powerline Coffee Company. Coming up, we'll get you back into some great music with Blondie on Max FM.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch in Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get two large pizzas for only $25. Your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time once again for the Baraboo Concerts on the Square. Every Thursday from 7 until 9 p.m. on the Courthouse Lawn, join them for live music, good vibes, and community fun. They've got new bands this year, plus returning classics, with a summer lineup that has something for everyone. Bring your blanket or lawn chair and bring your friends. Plus, if there's ever rain, they will move it over to the historic Al Ringling Theater. Get the full concert lineup by visiting baraboo concerts.com/schedule or go to Facebook and search Baraboo Concerts on the Square for the entire 2025 summer lineup. Again, these are Thursdays all summer long. It's a June Dairy Month tradition. The 34th annual Sauk County Dairy Breakfast is going to be held on Saturday, June 7th at the Narrows Dairy Nolden Family Farm. This is at S419A Buckeye Road in Rock Springs. Morning's going to be filled with great food, entertainment, and the opportunity to see a working family farm. Breakfast and entertainment will run from 7 a.m. until 11 a.m. Along with the great meal, Alice in Dairyland will be there, plus the Wisconsin Ferris of the Fair, the Cripple Creek Cloggers, and musical group Remember with Randy. Educational exhibits and opportunities to view the farm equipment, cows, and calves will make the dairy breakfast a great opportunity to gain more experience about how important the Wisconsin dairy industry is. Just follow the posted dairy breakfast road signs for easy access to the site, and there is parking on site. Again, this is Saturday, June 7th from 7 a.m. until 11 a.m. at the Narrows Dairy Nolden Family Farm in Rock Springs.
Hi, it's Marianne at the Portage Chamber of Commerce. Road construction is here in downtown Portage, but don't let that stop you from visiting us. Just a quick detour is all it takes to reach our shops, our restaurants, and all the fun summer events coming up. Our businesses are open and excited to see you. So whether you're looking for a new shop to visit, maybe a new place to eat, or you just want to spend a day out, downtown Portage is ready to see you. So come see what's waiting for you this summer in downtown Portage.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 7:53 on Monday morning. It is our Scotty Summer statewide text to win contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. This hour's keyword is new. N-E-W. You have a chance to win $100 cold hard cash this hour and to be entered into our grand prize drawing for a vacation at the Door County White Lace Inn or a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast. You need to text the word new, N-E-W, in before 8 o'clock this morning for your chance to win $100 cold hard cash. So you got to text it in. You have 6 minutes left to enter in this hour. Text in new, N-E-W, for a chance to win in our statewide contest. Here's Blondie on Max FM.
Bye.
90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. You have 3 minutes to text in this hour's keyword new. N-E-W. Just text that. Not anything else. We just had a text come in and had some other stuff in there. And so you need to text in just the word new. N-E-W for a chance to win $100 cold hard cash in the Scotty Statewide Text to Win Contest. It's our Scotty Summer brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. You have a chance to win $100 this hour and be entered into our grand prize drawing for a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast or a getaway in Door County. Text in the word new, N-E-W, 608-355-9970, or via the free Civic Media app in the next 2 minutes for your chance to win this hour. Here is Billy Idol to keep your morning going. Our morning show is powered by Powerline Coffee. Power your day with Powerline Coffee Company. Billy Idol on Max FM.
Rebel.